Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Okay, so today I wanted to go through a couple of things to do with giving you motivation, I suppose, and keeping you on the right path. I'm very fortunate to have a great group in my community. It's called the Trader Cobb community. It's a Slack environment where a group of people come together that have all done our trading courses. And effectively what they're in there to do is to bounce ideas off each other, learn from each other's different levels of experience, and just have a bit of camaraderie, because it can be a little bit lonely being a trader by yourself. Trust me, I did that for probably about 11 years that I didn't have anybody at all. And it does get lonely, and I tell you, it also does get boring from time to time. So the community has been fantastic for helping to elevate the education of others. What I'm finding in there is lots of brilliant little lessons that people are having. For example, I won't say who it was, but there was somebody today who, recently, there's a channel within the Slack group called Lessons Learned. Now, the Lessons Learned channel is so that people can share their experiences. Like for me, I'm on the podcast, I told you guys, and I put it across my social media as well, told you guys that I've made mistakes. I told you the most recent mistake, which was to not take a trade, as it turned out to be, because I thought something, which I said to myself, I shouldn't do. I should trade what I see. I say it to people all the time, and I made the mistake. Now, I owned up to that. I'll let you know, and I walked you through that, so you can go and have a listen to that show if you haven't already. But what I found was that some people have got their, like a pledge. Now, I had a pledge to myself as well. I just haven't gone back and read it for a long time. The pledge this person had was really their goals, the reasons that they were doing what they were doing, and it motivated them. So it was really cool for this person to share that. Essentially what they had was, basically it says this: read before entering a trade. So the three topics or the three sections that was within here is, what is my reason? The second is how not to mess up. And third is order book. Now, to give you an idea of what's in order book, that's not personal at all. It says order book, going long, you're buying, and your safety net is stop selling. So they make sure they had the orders correct. Going short, you're selling, and your safety net is stop buying. All right. Then they go on and make it a bit more, about what they're looking to do. It says all figures have come through your spreadsheet, have been checked in TradingView, then pasted into the order book. Your stops are on reduce only if you are not certain. Get certain. How many times would you check your parachute? So again, another little reminder in there, would you check your parachute? You know, it's a reality. If you're going to jump out of a plane, it's life or death. It is a literal life or death. You will die if your parachute doesn't open, unless you're very, very lucky. When we're trading, we tend to not take things quite so seriously, because there's no threat of death, is there? There's a threat of losing money. But this particular person has put the same degree of importance on checking the trade and the levels and the management of the risk as they would on their life. Now, what this does is it emphasizes the importance of actually raising the trade. It's to stop people from focusing just on the trade and focusing on the whole process. The what is my reason is obviously going to be individual for everybody. This individual starts with talking about how he wants to create a better life for his partner and his children, having purpose. There's a number of things in there. You can think of your own reasons to why, but he's got his reasons to why in there. He said, all of that can be reached. It's completely up to me. Then he goes on to how to not mess up. So one of the first phrases is, trade what you see, not what you think. Hey, I can take that one on board. And there's a whole bunch of other areas in there. The whole process is so that he understands the mindset he should be in to execute flawlessly. Not only that, his why reason is to remind him to follow the next two steps. Why am I doing this? Why is it important that I flawlessly execute? Then he's got his reasons why. How to not mess up. He gives a bunch of reasons as to what he needs to do and what he needs to not do. And then finally, he goes through the order book, what you need to do to make sure that you're managing your risk. Now, this person has done a very good job of that, and you know who you are, so congratulations, well done. Very stoked for you to share that. It was fantastic. It is quite personal and a huge step in the right direction for this person. I encourage everybody to do this. You've got to create your perfect world, you see. You've got to create what, work out what it is that you want. And before you, so once you've worked out what you want, then you can move forward to actually executing or creating a plan and then executing that plan to get the outcomes that you desire. Now, for this individual to have shared that and placed this down in a written word, it's very, very important, and it's very good of him to share that. I encourage everybody here that's listening to this podcast, whether you're going through my courses or not, to have a clear understanding as to what you're trying to achieve. Think about the mistakes that you can make, how to avoid those mistakes, and then think about how to raise your orders and manage your risks. Now, don't just think about it. Write it down and go back to that document time and time again. Read it every day. You might take some things out, you might add some things in. But if you read that before you take a trade every single time, it doesn't take long. What it does is it takes you away from the rush and the hustle and the noise of the market. It brings you back into a centered place. That centered place is a place of realization, realizing what you are doing this for, realizing what you have to do, and realizing how to manage your risk. Guys, it's a small step, but a very, very big one as far as your consistency goes, because we're trying to be in the same consistent mindset every time we trade. Having anything that can bring you back to these consistency points is going to help you in a big way. Writing these things down and reading them before every trade, it puts some it puts a space between your decision-making process and you actually executing. It can open up that clarity, it can stop you from making mistakes, and it can only make you a better trader. So take that on, create your perfect world for yourself and for your trading environment and for your risk, and once you've done that, you will grow. Read it every trade. Guys, have a great day. Don't forget, this show is sponsored by TraderCobb.com. Go across to TraderCobb.com, join up for the free bi-weekly video newsletter. Have a look through all the video content that's there. There's a huge amount there. If there's any courses you'd like to do, go ahead and do them. If not, keep listening, keep learning, and let's keep making you the best trader you can be. Have a good day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.